ashamed to be an American, where the fags can freely roam.
Oh, God, love me!
They spread their filth around this land, every pervert calls it home.
Oh.
So I'll gladly stand up with a picket sign and proclaim God's word today.
Fuck!
'Cause there ain't no doubt about this land.
Fuck!
God hates the USA.
Fuck it! Fuck it!
From listening to Distorted View for a while, you probably know that our nation is made up primarily of borderline retards.
I am the President of the United States! My name is Melissa!
I'm tired of you urinating all over the country. This country is going straight to hell.
Salute the vagina!
Suck my left nut, U.S. government!
I mean, that's your corrupt government.
Go!
Goddamn ass up.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Sly geeks! Everything's ungodly! Dark sided!
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow!
Laffy taffy, bitch!
People got me angry here!
I want the dough! I want the dough!
Chicken tetrazzini!
What is the monkey house?
Oh my God!
Yes, everybody, Timothy James Henson back here with you one more time to end the week with the Friday program.
Fuck that raw pause hole.
Yes, fuck that raw pause hole.
Fuck that raw pause hole.
Give me the gift. I was just saying to myself the other day, Tim, you have too many T-cells. I've been looking to lose weight. Finally,
fuck that raw pause hole.
I found a way.
Fuck that raw pause hole.
Enough.
Try new peanut butter AIDS.
Enough. Speaking of AIDS, I've got a bunch of new Craigslist personal ads to share with you. These are always great because of how specific people get with what they're looking for. I mean, gone are the days where you just hear, oh, I just want to settle down with someone nice. No. Nowadays, it's like, I'm looking for a tranny dwarf with hairy knuckles and smooth legs and a cranial defect. I want their forehead to look like a butt, and you must also have seasonal allergies because I have a huge mucus fetish. And really, that's why Craigslist is so great. It's par for the course over there. It's a typical normal ad. All right, so here are some new Craigslist postings. This is from New York City, Man for Man, and Yonkers looking for a very filthy sissy boy. Hear me out! It's very straightforward and deliciously filthy. You put on pretty panties and other cute girly clothes. You come over, get on your hands and knees on my bathroom floor, and beg for me to soak you from head to toe in warm, filthy pee. Seriously, I want to cover you in gallons of hot, nasty, dirty pee and completely ruin your pretty clothes. That's just mean. I want you to be filthy and soaking and totally stinky and feel like an absolute piece of trash toilet slut. Then, when I'm all out of pee and you're drenched and disgusting and smelly, I want you to lovingly and hungrily take me into your mouth and lick and suck me until you're rewarded with a tasty, sticky load. Ultimately, I'd love to do this as many times as possible. Maybe you don't own little girls' clothing and aren't a sissy boy. Maybe you just, have a cheesy dick. Got man stink 39? Into man stink here. I like men who smell like a man. Ball, ass, pit stink. I like for you to sit on my face, spread your cheeks, and let your balls hang over my nose while I sniff and lick that sweaty stink hole and sweaty salty balls. Into white or Latino masculine men. No twinks, no femmes. Blue collar a plus. All right. I want black, ripe, uncut dick now! It's all in all caps. I want to sniff and suck big, fat, uncut black dicks. I want to pull down the foreskin and eat the cheese. I will do everything you want. No raw sex, though.
Fuck that raw pause hole.
I'm very good looking. I'm a versatile pig with a 9-inch uncut, ripe and cheesy dick. Negative and STD-free. Along those same lines, I think, is the next ad. He lives in the Upper East Side. Man for Man 58, personal hygiene help. This isn't a sex thing. This guy's just trying to be helpful. If you need help with personal hygiene, bathing, shaving, constipation slash bowel slash anus, comma, urinary slash prostate issues, I can help. Experience helping with your most personal needs. If you generally need help or have a disability or mobility issue, I can work with you. I'm not a young Twinkie guy, but a chubby, mature man, and you will feel comfortable. Keywords: shower, bath, suppositories, enemas, toilet, anus, rectum, rectal, anal, scrotum, testicle, balls, foreskin, smegma, diapers, catheter, etc. Here's another ad. Shitfuck me, man for man. Looking to get my dirty hole shitfucked. Not into ingesting scat, but I love to coach your cock with my shit. Tease my shithole with your finger before taking the plunge. Take a chance on romance. And finally today, we've got another toilet bottom looking for handsome feeder, man for man 45, in San Jose. 45-year-old white man here, white man, looking to be your personal scat toilet. Not looking to play with this stuff. That's a total turnoff. I just want to eat it. Otherwise, it's gross. I don't want to touch it. The exception to that, of course, is if your turd touches my teeth or tongue. That's hot. I just don't want to be manhandling this stuff, you know what I mean? It gets under your fingernails, it's a real bitch to clean off. Alright, so, not looking to play with it at all, that's a total turnoff. Just looking for a very basic sit and shit experience. Spread your beefy ass open, lower on my face, in open mouth, and do your business. I'll be jacking off the whole time, hope that doesn't bother you, and we'll lick your ass clean. I don't have much experience, but this is something I really want to do, and I'm totally serious. Come on, guys. I'm for reals here. Totes. He ends with, this is not about humiliation or being mean. Yeah, what's humiliating about having a dude make you eat his shit? I want to meet handsome, hung, masculine men who truly are turned on by the idea of sharing their shit and dumping in another guy's mouth. So there you go. That's what's happening on Craigslist. You know, if you guys are ever bored on the internet, don't know what to do, get on Craigslist, go to the personal section, and you can actually search for stuff. Just enter weird words. Snot, blood, tampons. You'll be surprised what you find. Actually, email me your findings. That would be great. Get Cheryl Murkowski to read some of those. Moving on now, let's crank down the gay a bit. Just step it back. Things are getting a little too fruity in here, if you ask me. So let's play some audio of a couple of straight people having sex, specifically blacks. And the reason why that's important is you rarely see premature ejaculators of the African-American variety. Why is that? A couple of theories. They're just better lovers, after all. That's what they were bred for. Right? Fucking and plantation work, right? The other theory is the black men have larger dicks, but they don't get as hard. And when your dick don't get hoid, it's harder to come. By the way, both of these theories, out of my ass. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Anyway, so this broad is giving the guy a blowjob. He blows his load before he can even pleasure his woman. There it goes.
Whoa, baby.
Why you doing it? No, you fucked away.
Couldn't help it.
Yeah. Swallow that cum.
Are you scared of cum? It's yours.
That's my favorite part of the clip. You have to listen closely here. Actually, let me enhance this audio so you can hear it. Boopy, 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 boop. All right, listen to this. He goes, ew.
Why are you scared of cum? It's yours.
Why are you scared of cum? It's yours. Good, valid point, I guess.
That is so not fair.
She didn't get off.
No, that is so not fair. I'm mad as hell.
Yes, epic fail. I've got a new Japanese television commercial I wanted to share with you. You know, a lot of A-list celebrities here in the States go over to Japan and film ads. They won't do commercials here in America because it's kind of looked down upon, right? Like, why is Tom Cruise doing a laxative commercial? It's so degrading. But the thing is, commercials pay really well. So that's why they go over to Japan. A famous example, of course, is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here he is selling an energy drink. Yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger just came out of a bottle of the energy drink like a genie.
Chin, boy, boy.
Chin, boy, boy. Pretty much it. Laughing maniacally.
Boy.
Arinamin V drink. Chin, chin, boy. The commercial I wanted to share with you today, though, features the godfather of soul himself, James Brown, and a commercial for Cup of Noodle or something. He's singing. He's singing Japanese. Yeah, that's really him singing. Oh, Japan, you never fail to entertain.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Yes, those, of course, are the Zuiking English Girls. It was a television program over there in Japan to help Japanese people learn to speak English. Very specific phrases. That one, of course, being my favorite. Occasionally, I like to check in with the Zuiking English Girls and get their opinion on some of the clips I've played. Zuiking English Girls, what did you think about the clip I played earlier of the black people having sex?
Whoa, man.
Why you do that? No, you fucked away.
Your thoughts?
The climax scene really got me.
Oh, okay.
The climax scene really got me.
Well, it's always the same background music. They just speed it up or slow it down.
The climax scene really got me.
The climax scene really got me. I have a bad taste of diarrhea. Thank you very much, Zoe King, English Girls, as always. Moving on, I hate to do this to you, but I got some more gay shit coming your way. Don't worry, though, it's just a solo piece. I don't know if that makes it better or worse. I've got a new gooner for you, and if you're new to the program and you don't know what a gooner is a baiter, basically. And a baiter is someone who masturbates their cock for a very long time. They call themselves baiters. And then when you bait for an extremely long time, you get in the zone. Like, these people masturbate for hours on end, just stroking their cock and balls. And you get into a mental state, kind of like a runner's high, I think. And at that point, you are gooning. And you have become a gooner, right? Just search for goon or gooning on XTube or TubeBait or whatever website you use to find videos, and I'm sure you can find some guys masturbating their penises. Anyway, here is a guy who is doing just that. Right, oh, yeah. He's slapping his balls right now. That's what he likes. He's into ball slapping.
Ball tapping. Ball tapping. Ball tapping. Ball tapping. Ball tapping. Ball tapping.
I haven't heard that clip in a while from a news report. Ball tapping. All right, so this guy's slapping his balls, masturbating.
Yeah.
The sound of masturbation is not pretty.
Yeah, masturbate those balls, yeah. Yeah. I'm doing masturbating the fucking balls.
Guys always sound so fucking creepy when they talk while masturbating, because they always do that whisper, yeah, masturbating my balls, yeah.
Fucking big.
Very intense.
Balls. Yeah. Big.
Very proud of his balls. They're not that big.
Fucking nuts on me.
Check out the fucking nuts on this guy.
Fucking nuts on me. Those things. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuckers are starting to hurt all this slapping.
Well, stop slapping him then.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it. Feel it, man. Yeah. Stir that shit up in there.
So gross.
Stir that shit up in there.
Yeah, getting that creamy baby batter all whipped up.
In there.
It's gonna come out like whipped cream or something.
Yeah.
Ready whip.
Oh, yeah. That's that fucker. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stick your finger up your fucking butthole.
What?
Fuck your asshole.
He's playing with it like he's rubbing his asshole. He's got his hand down the front, like past his balls, under his, like past his taint, and he's like fingering his asshole and then he's sniffing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, boys. Eating out of this fucking asshole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, eating my asshole. Get it nice and clean for you fuckers to stick your cocks in there. Yeah.
Yes. You came on a good night, freaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready to bring this fucker home.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Listening to guys masturbate is just funny.
I'm ready to bring this fucker home.
Yeah, bring that bad boy in.
I'm ready to bring this fucker home.
Boop. 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 Nice and easy. Just back her in. Now, believe it. Now, he's masturbating really hard, but then tragedy strikes.
Yeah. Come on, that's it. Yeah.
Doing a lot of talking.
Masturbate that hard little cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Motherfucker's gotten soft. He's gonna have to work on him, aren't
we? He lost his boner. What do you expect? I mean, you can't keep a boner up for 8 hours, for Christ's sakes. So what does he try to do to get hard again? He tells us all a story.
I picked a guy up this morning driving home. Had my dick out. Jerking myself off. He was standing on a corner. I slowed down.
Classy.
So he could get a good look. Stared right at me. I rode right around the corner. Got and he grabbed that dick. Started playing with it. Pulling on my cock. He loved my hard cock. Yeah, he stuck his finger in my ass too. He was on his way to work. I would like to brought him home here.
Well, we've got a good news, bad news situation here. Good news is the story worked. It got his penis hard again. The bad news, of course, is now we have to listen to him masturbate again for another 10 minutes.
Yeah. I wish any of you guys were here now.
Yeah.
I should have your big fucking cocks up my asshole. Come on. Look at this asshole I got there. Yeah, that asshole.
It's a real beaut.
Stick my finger up my fucking asshole and I'm gonna lick it.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm gonna eat my own fucking ass. I'm gonna eat my own fucking ass. And masturbate my fucking nuts. Masturbate those fuckers. Yeah. Yeah, come on, take a shot and then bring it on home.
What does that mean? Take a shot and bring it on home? All right.
Yeah.
We're almost to the end here.
Oh, you fucker.
Bring it
you
home.
Fucker. Yeah, you love to fuck. You like to fuck men. You want your fucking hard cock to shove it in a man's asshole. Oh, yeah, you want that man's dick in your ass. You want that man's dick, yeah.
No.
Fuck that fucker. Fuck it. Fuck him. 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 Oh, fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him.
He is trying so hard to come here.
Oh, fuck that shit.
There we go.
Fuck.
There we go. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He brought it home, finally.
Jesus Christ. That fucking load, it's all over the place. Look what I did for you guys.
Thank you.
Damn. Yeah.
You see what I do for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give and I give and I give.
Oh, it's
okay, is that it?
Fucking load in half I knocked off there. Shit, I counted 6 big squirts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6 big squirts.
6, 6, 6, 6 squirts in a bowl of 6. How many is it?
6 big squirts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Six!
All right, thank you. Thank you very much to both the Gooner and Sesame Street for helping us out there. The Distorted View is edutainment. I hope you have your kids listening to this program. All right, a couple more clips and then we'll get into the news. Here is a Michael J. Fox superfan, and this person is obviously a U-tard.
This is my message to Michael J. Fox. If he ever sees it, I don't know. But if he does, that's awesomeness. Okay. Hi, Michael J. Fox. My name is Hope, and I look up to you as a hero. I mean, you're probably one of the best people ever. I've never met you. One day I hope to. That is my dream. My dream is to go to New York City and somehow run into you. That'd be awesome. I mean, not literally run into you, but you know what I mean. I mean, I have a novel that I want to give to you that I wrote just for you. Sadly, someone took advantage of that dream and pretended to be you on Facebook.
She gave it to a Michael J. Fox impersonator. I love that she's wearing a flux capacitor shirt.
This guy was so convincing, even really, the adults thought.
I'm sorry, she is really into him. He kind of looks like a guy.
I felt so hurt and offended after I found that it wasn't him. But this guy was so convincing, and I'm so scared. I hope that he doesn't know somebody that knows you and is stalking you, and I'm hoping not.
Like, if you're a Michael J. Fox impersonator, do you think he also does the shakes and everything, you know, because he has Parkinson's? You want to be authentic.
But I know one thing. Right now, what I'm trying to do is I'm looking at all the people that have their name as Michael J. Fox on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
And I'm asking them a simple question. Are you a fan or Michael J. Fox? Some of them say they're fans, but I bet you out there there's a couple that are going to say I'm Michael J. Fox. And so far, I haven't run into that yet.
Shut up.
But once they do, I'm going to catch them in their tracks, and I'm going to make sure that they get deleted. Because you know something? I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
That they pretend to be
She's the Michael J. Fox police.
Sleep people. I mean, there was some that they either have Parkinson's or their families have it, and they're talking to this person who they think is Michael J. Fox, and it's not. And then they wind up getting hurt. Like me. I wound up getting really hurt because I thought I was best friends with you. With Michael J. Fox. And guess what? I wasn't. Because
fucking
you don't
retard.
Even know me yet. But I'm going to tell you something.
Uh-oh.
You are the best person ever. I mean, I've never met you and you've never met me, but you're just the great person who has inspired me to have an optimistic view on life. I mean, before I met you, before I read any of your books, I had a freshman level in reading and I was probably in 10th grade. So anyway, when I finished all your books and I took my testing again for school, I have a college level in reading now. And I have to thank you big time for that. I mean, I looked up a lot of your words, and now I know a lot of different words I didn't know before.
Shake it up. It's me, Curtis Marty. Shake it up. You're George McFly. He's an asshole. You were standing on your toilet, and you were hanging a clock. And you fell, and you hit your head on the sink.
That's my tribute to Michael J. Fox and Back to the Future and Parkinson's.
He's an asshole.
And finally, before we get into the news today, July 4th is Independence Day, and who better to wish our nation a happy birthday than the country who has most of our jobs, India. Take it away.
Happy birthday to you.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to you.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
you. Thank you. You know, even though you're 49th in world literacy, 28th in mathematical literacy, and second to last among developed nations when it comes to childhood poverty, you'll still always be number one to me, America. America, where 20% of Americans think the sun orbits the earth, and 17% believe the earth revolves around the sun once a day. America, we lost 1.3 million jobs to China in the last decade. And finally, America, where we now spend more money on gambling than on movies, videos, DVDs, music, and books combined. Fear not, America, because we're still number one in weaponry, consumer spending, and debt!
Happy birthday to you!
Uh-huh!
Happy birthday to you!
Uh-huh!
I'm just kidding, of course. America number one! I love this country! Where else could I do such a filthy, vile, disgusting program every day and not get thrown into jail? All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, this 4th of July weekend, let's not forget about what makes America so great. Me. I'm talking about me. Why not support me by signing up for the Sideshow? SuperFreakSideshow.com. It is your patriotic duty. I'm serious, you guys. $5 a month or $50 a year. That's all it takes. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Yesterday was a Sideshow exclusive program. If you want to hear it, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Just a note, one of the reasons why this show is running a bit longer than normal is because I'm taking Monday off for the 4th of July. Just like everyone else in the fucking United States. So don't give me any grief. I will be back on Tuesday, though, to kick off a new week of programs. So there you go. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, DV listener Rob from Cleveland, who lives in Washington, D.C. now, I think, sent in this article. Apparently, it's okay to fuck animals in the great state of Ohio. I didn't realize. It's always interesting because the people in the state Congress are usually outraged. They had no idea there were no laws on the books about, you know, fucking ducks and shit. State Representative Jay Goyle and Jeff McClain introduced legislation to make sexually abusing an animal a fifth-degree felony. The proposed legislation comes 2 weeks after an incident in Shelby that outraged area residents who were shocked to learn Ohio does not prohibit the act. Like many of my fellow Ohioans, I'm appalled that I didn't know this. Of all the people, you know, I should know every fucking state law when it comes to bestiality. I talk about fucking horses in every goddamn episode of the show. Not that I'm into it, but, you know. Either I'm playing audio from a documentary where, you know, some woman is fucking a horse or some guy's banging a lobster or something. It's kind of what Distorted View is all about. Like many of my fellow Ohioans, I was appalled that such an act is currently legal in our state, Goyle said. This is something I find repulsive and has the potential to be seriously damaging to animals that are violated. I am urging all of my colleagues in the House to move swiftly. Who would argue against this bill? You know what I mean? Who's going to be like, well, wait a second. Before we go and approve this thing all willy-nilly, I'm going to say something here that might be controversial, but I know a lot of you are thinking it. Especially those of you who have been to a farm recently and have seen how chickens look at you. Many of them are just asking for it, the way they're clucking about, flapping those feathers in your face like a hussy. The temptation is simply too great sometimes. Let's just have a three-strike rule, you know what I mean? You get a free pass the first couple times you rape an animal, but then we gotta draw the line somewhere. I mean, curiosity is one thing. Quite frankly, I blame the gays for this. It's a slippery slope! Okay, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. The proposed legislation would define an animal as any creature, dead or alive, that is non-human. Anyone caught engaging in sexual conduct or sexual contact with an animal would be guilty of bestiality. For repeat offenders, the offense would be a fourth-degree felony. Quote, some have argued that time in prison and the paying of fines will not fix the problem, and that some type of psychological help is needed for those who are convicted of bestiality. To address that concern, we've included a provision that allows a judge to order an offender to participate in appropriate counseling at the offender's expense. The House will likely take up the legislation after summer recess. So there you go. Last month, by the way, a 3-year-old shepherd mix adopted from the Richland County Dog Shelter was sexually abused. That's what started all of this talk. And quite frankly, I gotta say, what's better? Being cooped up in a fucking kill shelter? Or being penetrated, but after that, you've got your freedom and food. And someone who loves you a lot. Probably too much. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from the Chicagoland area. A South Suburban woman is accused of killing her 3-month-old baby. I have the worst studio audience ever. You guys are evil. Just kidding, I love you. All right, yes, a South Suburban woman is accused of killing her 3-month-old baby and then carrying him around in a baby Bjorn carrier while she went shopping. It's kind of like Weekend at Bernie's, the next generation. Prosecutors allege Toy Rihanna Smith or something, 20, beat and suffocated Ken Blackman Jr. Blackman. Wednesday night because he wouldn't stop crying. Seems reasonable. Smith had been drinking vodka with friends at a Harvey home, then spent the night with the baby in a guest room. Thursday morning, Smith dressed the dead baby, avoided the boy's father when he came to pick him up, put the boy in the carrier, and went shopping. She then went to the home of a neighbor who suspected the baby wasn't breathing. Good work, Columbo. And saw blood on the blanket. The neighbor called 911, and the baby was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead, prosecutors allege. He had been dead for 8 to 14 hours. Cook County Judge Darren Bowden ordered Smith, 20, held on $1 million bond Monday, according to Cook County State's Attorney's Office spokesman Andy Conklin. She is charged with first-degree murder. And finally, I've got a short story from Missouri to share with you. A man wearing only a raincoat and nothing else was taken into police custody after a garage burglary and sexual encounter on Sunday. What a combination. Talk about multitasking. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department said a man and a woman were in the process of burglarizing the garage on Glade Chapel Road in Hillsboro when they decided to have sex. Look, for all you would-be criminals out there, you gotta treat that shit like a job. Focus, for Christ's sakes. You can have your fun later. But when you're doing something illegal, you wanna get in and get out. No lingering about. Just, you're there for a reason. Just do what you're supposed to do. For Christ's sakes. Like, as if, you know, robbing a garage is super sexy. Just couldn't control himself. Gotta have sex right here. All right, it gets weirder, though. So they decided to have sex. While they were having sex, the woman sprayed the man with pepper spray. Ha-ha! I'm gonna get all the loot myself! Like, maybe that was her idea the whole time. Investigators said the woman ran off and drove the suspect's vehicle into a pond about 2 miles from... These guys are the worst criminals ever. Yes, investigators said the woman ran off and drove the suspect's vehicle into a pond about 2 miles from the burglary location. The burglary victim woke up, yeah, all that commotion, and spotted the man leaving the garage with a bag. Investigators took the man into custody a short time later when he was spotted running down the road. The victim told investigators she was missing power tools and a portable DVD player. Wow, that was worth it, wasn't it? There you go. That's what's happening in Missouri. And that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. What a lame-ass haul that was. Like, you're going to break into someone's house. Get some good shit. No one goes into a burglary saying, you know what I want? I'll be happy if I just leave with power tools and a portable DVD player. Probably a shitty one, too, like a Kobe or something. Knucklehead criminals. Hey, real quick, I'm sorry. I just remembered this. I was too busy thinking about America and how wonderful it is, and the 4th is coming up. Today, though, July 1st, is Canada Day over there in Canada. So happy Canada Day. To celebrate, here is one of your own, probably my favorite Canadian, singing a special song. That's right. Tonetta. He's one of you, crazy Canucks. This should really be your anthem.
I'm inviting cocks all around the globe to come and never go, always in and never out. Shout it loud, shout it loud.
An invitation for cocks. Toronto's very own Tonetta. All right, now let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yes, speak to me.
How dare you play that wet girl past the church? Rockin'. Whoa! That's so sinful! It's gonna send you straight to hell, boy! Straight to hell! Cause I get a hallelujah!
Okay, I don't know what that... Apparently I featured some rock music, and this douchebag doesn't like it.
Tim Henson, this is a Canadian freak, and I am drowning.
Well, happy Canada Day!
On all this delicious sideshow content that cheapskates are missing out on.
Yes.
Seriously, if you're not paying for the program by now... that you are missing out. Drown.
I mean,
drown with me.
Seriously.
Swim in the lakes of beautiful, delicious sideshow content.
Thank you.
You bunch of faggots.
Yes. Well over 100 video casts. Plus, you know, every week we do those extended shows and exclusive programs. I have more stuff planned for you guys. Plus, you know, other special things like old Tell Me shows and shit like that. Ringtones. So, yeah. It would be great if you consider signing up for the Sideshow. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com.
Do
Figure Tim is looking to the girl that got jizzed in the ear. She said her equilibrium's all fucked up, but she can't stand up.
Yes.
So what happens when she takes a shower? If she gets water in her ear, does she open up the shower door or slide the shower curtain? If you're low class,
I don't know. And, well, you know, I think cum might be a little harder to get out of the ear than water.
Off the floor right away. I mean, what a stupid fucking cunt.
I'm just talking about, you know, I'm thinking about viscosity and shit like that.
Nigga lava.
Oh, globby. All right, next up. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Timmy? This is CJ, the Saichu member, not lifetime member.
Okay, you don't have to say that every time. I made a mistake. I thought you were. He was talking about getting a lifetime membership, and then I guess he started getting tons of medical bills.
And
he is a near dead and all. Like, why do you just not pay him, right? I mean, like, it's sad to say, like, you are a near dead, and I hope you never do die. I hope you live on forever and continue paying me money. But that's not the reason I want you to live, but it's just one of the perks, right? You live, I get money. I think that's a good relationship we have. But, you know, and, you know, who knows how long you are going to live? I hate talking like that, but why not just stop paying your bills?
Nicole,
the worst is going to happen.
Two things. One, awesome show. Just you're doing a great job. Just keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
And two, I emailed you a clip of a girl puking on a cum shot.
Sure,
I'm surprised
that.
You didn't play it, or maybe you didn't view it. It looks like a clip that was made for sort of you listeners.
Listen, when you people say, and believe me, I appreciate when you send in video clips or audio clips or news stories, and please keep them coming. It's been, actually, I haven't been getting a lot of stuff from you guys recently. So if you'd like to, you know, help out, find some crazy stuff for me to play. Regardless, sometimes when I get something, maybe I've played it on the show before, or the audio is not quite good enough, like quality-wise. But I think the clip that CJ's referring to, I think I did end up playing.
Maybe you missed it. I'll probably just send it again. But
yeah, that happens too.
Like right in the beginning of the video, she says something like, you know, I'll swallow anything for money. And then, you know, two guys gangbanger. And then the first guy comes in her mouth. She tries to swallow it and it immediately starts puking. So they give her a towel and she's like drooling puke all over her.
That's like, brilliant. I don't know if I did play that or not. I don't know. Sometimes people will send me a link to a full length porno. Like, you gotta check out this porn. She queefs. And I'm like, I'm not gonna watch a 2-hour fucking porno just for a queef or something. Right?
Hey, Timmy Boo.
My time is very valuable.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Houston from New York.
I'm just kidding. I'll always make time for queefs.
This is our sex term for you. If you're getting frisky with a woman, she tells you to destroy her pussy. What you do is you fuck her wherever way you want to. Okay. Come inside her, grab a cherry bomb, light it, stick it in there, and tell her you said destroy it and walk away. Side effect is probably death may occur. Either that or you just probably won't fuck her anymore. So,
well, what do you call
whatever.
That bizarre sex term? A cherry bomb? That's stupid.
I need some fresh blood. I can't stand my listeners anymore. Please call
it. I didn't say that. Come on, you guys.
If you're new, I will give you priority. Whoa, the phone number is, and sometimes people can't understand it because I say it very quickly. Get a pen and paper, for Christ's sake, or read the
I love when callers call in playing my show.
No, not everyone. 206.
I'm gonna hear all this crap.
666-4463. Now, that spells out 206-66, oh God, as in O-H-G-O-D. So 206-66, oh God.
Okay.
Call
I'm waiting for a comment here.
The only thing that I didn't think when I pulled out, I don't know if it's in the photograph, but...
Okay. You know what? Never mind. I don't want new listeners calling in.
Hey, Boo. I'm so glad the project's over. I can just be myself. Yeah, I goon a bit quite a bit. That's why I was asking you if you burn a fucking hole in your cock. Dude, I've had to, like, tell my wife, like, oh, I zipped up too fast one afternoon. Yeah, no, that was goon baiting. It's weird because, like, you get obsessed over shit. You'll wake up one morning, you go to the Olive Garden, see a fat white girl with big tits, probably pancake nipples. See a guru that all afternoon. Gunabay
playing in the background.
No, but the truth is, my name is Carl, and I live in Toronto, California, at the Pinnacles.
What the fuck is he talking about? Every time, I can't understand what he's talking about. He's talking about gooner baiting and then Olive Garden, big tits. Can't understand.
Hey, Tim, it's Lucid, the sideshow member.
I have to stop doing this voicemail segment because it's just an excruciating test of patience for me.
Sideshow member from Florida, furry dragon person extraordinaire. Anyways, I was listening to that Best of show you put on the sideshow the other day.
Yeah.
And this was like from fucking, what was it, 2000 something. Anyways, okay. I noticed that you sounded like more together. Like, you know, you sounded faster and more energetic and like
what?
You could actually pronounce things and say words with your mouth and shit.
No.
And
if
anything,
people have made the comment saying that I'm now more loud and more energetic than I was. Listen back to like 2005 or 2006 shows. I was very subdued.
Like the later shows, you're like more of a train wreck, you know? You're like depressed and you can't pronounce things and you're always fucking up. And
I'm not depressed.
Like you don't want to do things within the show and you get exasperated and you lose your track of mind and do anecdotes or whatever.
I'm becoming
and
a crotchety old man.
I feel like
man.
Your later shows are more entertaining than the older ones because you're a train wreck.
You like that I'm a train wreck. Thank you.
Okay. Tim!
I'll keep fucking up for you.
Tim! Hey, it's Sideshow member TJ from Chicago. I just had a massive freak moment about
an
hour ago that I just need to tell you about. I was walking to my local gym.
Yeah.
I live very close to it, so
how's
I walked
this for energy?
About a 20-minute walk. And
coked up.
Probably about 10 minutes after I left, so I was about halfway there, I got this pain in my stomach, and this pain could only mean one thing.
Dukes.
I have to take a massive BM.
Yes.
And I don't know if it was because of something I ate, but my asshole was, like, on fire. I had to literally try with every ounce of my being to, like, clench my asshole and make sure that I did not shit all over the place.
The burning
because
shits.
All I was wearing was sweatpants and no boxers, and it just would have been a horrible mess. And to add insult to injury, I was listening to your program as I was walking to the gym. And you know how, like, when you're walking and you have to, like, take a shit and there's no bathroom around, the closer you get to a bathroom,
yes,
the worse you have to take a shit?
That's so true, because a lot of times when I have to shit really bad, I'm, like, in the car or something, and then I, you know, I come in, and, yeah, the closer you get to the toilet, the more you just can't hold it anymore. And you're doing everything the same, right? You're holding it just as hard as you were, but the second you sit down on the toilet, you just can't hold it anymore. Like something
happened, and I was within probably like 2 minutes away from the bathroom, listening to your program. And what should you play on your program? The Japanese girl singing "I Have a Bad Case of Diarrhea."
Did that today too.
I almost started crying, but I did not. I held out hope, and I went as fast as I could to the bathroom, and I let my asshole go wild, and thankfully, I did not shit myself. So, thank you for making my, you know, bad case of diarrhea a little bit more entertaining, Tim.
I do what I can. One more voicemail. Make it a good one.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Fail. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it OGOD?
Fuck him, fuck him. Oh, fuck him. Fuck him, fuck him, fuck him.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Please subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to rate us and review us. Subscribe to the Sideshow. I leave you now with a very patriotic number in celebration of July 4th. Guys, have a very happy and safe Independence Day. We'll see you back on Tuesday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody!
This eagle's place is in the sky. She's still got a lot of flying to do.
Yeah, you can see it in her eye,
though she's cried a bit for what we've put her through.
She's soared above the lifted lamp that guards our sweet, sweet freedom's door. In the dews, the dams, the watchfires of a nation torn by war.
She's far too young to die. You can see it in her eyes. She's not begun to fly. This song is so fucking retarded. Can you believe John Ashcroft, the Attorney General, sang this at a stupid press conference? I'm sorry, hold on. I mean, do you realize how ricoculous that is? Mighty eagle soar once more. Retarded. Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty soar with healing in her wings. 2, 3, as the land beneath her sounds. Only God, no other king. Let the mighty eagle soar. Second verse, here we go. Make this one count. This country's far too young to die. She's still got a lot of climbing to do. The way he sings the song, it's so hard to keep up with him. And we can make it if we try. Built by toils and struggles God has led us through. We fought for freedom dear, both here on the distant shore. Paid a price, a sacrifice.
Sacrifice, a
price you can't ignore. Oh, we're far too young to die. We can make it if we try. We've not yet begun to fly. It's time to let the mighty eagle soar once more. 2, 3, 4. Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty eagle soar. Let the mighty eagle soar. Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before. Way up high, wings spread.
From rocky coast
to golden shore. Let the mighty eagle soar. Queens, who was on an episode of South Park, as the land beneath her shines. Holy God, no other kings. Let the mighty eagle soar. Holy God, no other kings. Let the mighty eagle soar. I can soar.
Thank you, God.
I held it longer than you, you fucking twat. Nailed it, as always.
Eat my ass, motherfucker! Eat it!